VPR listeners in the arts community are making certain you have plenty on your social calendar for this weekend and next. Today, our art hounds will recommend a world-renowned artist in Stowe, a dance showcase in Burlington, an art show that focuses on our food system in Waitsfield, and a local playwright who's created a performance piece based on portraiture. First today is local playwright and theater artist Ruby Berryman. She has more about this play called Englewood Boys.
This play is based upon a series of portraits painted by Chicago-based artist Julian Williams. This portraiture performance piece was written in collaboration with the inmates at the Northeast Correctional Complex in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. The Englewood Boys is a 13-portrait watercolor collection of incarcerated males. The art is on exhibit at the Catamount Arts Center for the month of January.
The artist reception is Friday, January 30th at 6, with a performance at 7:30. Both are free. Next is Paige Hinkson from Stowe. Here she is to talk more about an evening with Christo at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center.
This is an amazing opportunity to ask questions and get to know and hear perspective from an international artist, Christo. You may have seen his installations, the umbrellas in Japan. He did the gates in New York City. He's done just massive installations and is a really interesting artist to learn from in a really small place.
See Christo at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center Thursday, February 5th. Mary Kay Dennison is from Essex Junction, and she has this about the 5th Annual Dance Showcase at Black Box Theater to benefit puppets in education.
I love dance performances. There's no dance event in Vermont that offers more variety. The 20 dance groups perform every dance genre imaginable, from ballet to Bollywood.
And finally, Rachel Bakarian from Waitsfield suggests the Roundup Ready Art Parade.
The Roundup Ready Art Parade, featuring the work of artist Reed Olson, the colorful, large-scale multimedia work is a commentary on GMOs and the implications of a broken food system.
See the Roundup Ready Art Parade through February 14th at the Mad River Green Shopping Plaza in Waitsfield. Find details about these events at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, celebrating 50 years of funding for the arts with Vermont Arts 2015. More information is at vermontarts2015.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.